My name is Christy Barden, 5537 Pioneer Road, Boulder, Colorado. Been there about 22 years. Do you know what the term sprung dance floor means? I didn't think so. Let me explain it just a little bit. This floor here is a very good floor. And when you dance, you bounce around an awful lot. Old dancers have bad knees. That's just the way it happens. Chuck Palmer, who headed this whole operation, the biggest commitment was to build a floor that works. And what they did, it's a cement floor, and it's got rubber donuts about that thick that take up the spring. They have a substructure over that and lay the dance floor over that. If you ever, when you walk on concrete or you work on concrete, they will tell you to have a big pad, a nice thick pad, so you don't get injuries to your knees. It's the same process, exactly. So I want you to know how important a sprung dance floor is. Have you ever seen this? Do you know what this is?
You people know what this is.
This is the publication of the Village Arts Coalition. I'm going to give you this copy. And it lists all 39 organizations. This is your copy to keep. It lists in there not only the organizations, but also all of the dancing that happens in the Boulder Valley. This is not a schlock organization. Many substantial nonprofits, including the Boulder County Arts Alliance, actively seek corporate partners to financially support their activities. We aren't asking for handouts from corporations. We are asking to peacefully coexist with corporations like us who are already alongside of us. What is the big deal, Hannah? So I ask you for your help, and I'm also challenging you as a jurist. A judge would say, if you think the intent of the law is incorrect or the spirit of the law is incorrect, as a juror, it's your duty to say what you think. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex Wilson and then Sophia Rabali.